Yeah, open mic. Here we are again. How about them fucking Blackhawks?
Yeah.
I like hockey, man. Reminds me of almost dying on a lake in the wintertime. Except with a lot more lights and people and moving. Cheering, yeah. Well, there's cheering too, but that's the singing. You ever hear ice sing? There's a song about ice singing.
Oh,
I'm Uncle Darren, and this is my open mic, and I'm glad to have you all here. We got some old friends, and some semi-new friends that are old friends already, and some old friends you haven't met. It's about the place where I grew up. Chinese recording machine as yeah. Chinese recording systems don't make them like they used to. You could see those things from space back in the day.
You know, I couldn't find the high stool. It's right. right there, man.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna point to it with my guitar.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. You make me feel so young.
I should have known you were a stool pigeon.
That's right.
Thank you. Oi.
If I had a drum kit,
I would
have slammed that one out.
Okay.
So I'll be recorded.
You make me feel so young.
Hey. You make me want to take psychology 101.
Hey. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, oh jeez. Boy, this guy he can mic a mic. This is a sure. Hey, Roger, can I get my material? I have some stuff hot off the press, so I'm going to cheat. And I'm going to explain what happened. This is 0 to 60, the saga of Uncle Art, comedy album. Oh, this is like a run through. Okay, oh yeah. So now I'm gonna get situated. Somebody has a comb down there. It's not gonna do me any good. I think I left my hair in the parking lot, but somebody, okay. Okay, now I'm gonna try to adjust the mic. Oh, it's like a trip to the dentist. Here we are. So, and by the way, if you all remember last week, I couldn't find my glasses. I got 90 pockets on me. Oh, here we go, I can see. Well, oh, hey, Roger, we're gonna sing this later, so I don't need this. We're going to do some rock and roll. Rock and roll. Here, take that for me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Uncle Roger. And now, well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Freddie Cordova. Ed will be out in a minute to warm you up for Johnny. Wait a minute. Where am I? Wait a minute. Who am I? I get very excited. But, you know, I knew Johnny Carson. Are they buying this? Yeah, and he was a tough guy. Matter of fact, I was playing Vegas, opening for Johnny. Sure I was, and I overheard Ed knocking at Johnny's green room door, and he said, "You are anatomically correct, sir. Get the hell out of here, you big pervert." I just made that up. Anyway, so here's some more stuff hot off the press. Oh, Adam Rebellious is in the audience right over there. They take a bow, Adam. And Adam tells me he remembers last year when the Republicans said, "A black man will be elected president when pigs fly." Who knew pigs had an Air Force? Anyway, welcome to week two of live taping of my upcoming comedy album, 0 to 60, The Saga of Uncle Art. What happened, Uncle Art? Let me tell you. So we don't have Richard Nixon or George Bush or Dick Cheney to kick around anymore. This new guy I like. You can't kick him. I want to kiss him. Well, what kind of bar is this? He's a good guy. The only smart guy in America except me. And, we're going to get back a little bit to the 60s. Now I'm going to do, like, some stuff that I wrote this week and just various things. And we talk about the 60s. Now, I was a rich hippie kid, and, you know, we had to say, I got to find myself. Well, I was so busy doing other stuff, I hired a private investigator. He found me. And, yeah, hey, sorry. I had too much money. No sense. And, getting back to, and I'm going to get into this. I wrote a song called My 12 Presidents. I've been alive that long. This is number 12 we're on here. And this is the best, one of the best ones. The greatest president since Lincoln. Wait, wasn't that Lincoln? Okay, this guy's pretty good. Matter of fact, his first edict in office was to free the slaves. No, not the black people. The rest of us, the Republicans did that to us, I think. Okay, this is like a run through. This is like stuff I'm making. And, is Katie still here? It's Katie's 21st birthday. And, happy birthday, Katie. Okay. Bring your friends in here. Bring tequila shots for all of us. Just turned 21. They ordered $43 worth of tequila. Yay, good start, honey. Yeah, right. Okay. The glasses here, and you know, I'm going to try to do this really fast, and then I can bring Uncle Roger up for one song, and then later on we'll do some more songs.
like serious stuff. But oh, now, you know, 1974, Richard Nixon leaves office under some sort of cloud. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, I'll never forget. I was standing on the White House lawn next to Kissinger. Yeah, sure I was. And the helicopter's taken off for the West. Now, in 73, we had the Paris Peace Accords, but Nixon was really dedicated to winning this thing. And he says to Kissinger, "Peace Accords, Schmeese Accords, I'm going." So he gets in the helicopter, so that's dedication. He's going to drop himself on Hanoi, because the NVA was like continuing to take over the country. So anyway, now I'm going to do some really stupid songs, including My 12 Presidents, but I have some other stuff first. There you go. Oh, this is called A Few of My Least Favorite Things by Uncle Art. Marriage vows, broccoli, cod liver oil, my circumcision performed by a moil, after divorce court she's keeping the ring. These are a few of my least favorite things. When I get stopped by a speed cop, tickets I can't pay. I'm feeding the meters with all of my bucks, but Richie wants more. Oh, fuck. I work a little blue. Oh, it's blue ink, no wonder. I wanted to cement my relationship with my ex-wife, so I buried her next to Hoffa. I just read that. This is why I get stuff all over the place. I don't have to do a routine. I just like wake up in the morning. I do 10 jokes before coffee. And, Morty, the World's Worst Agent song. Morty, the world's worst agent, didn't work for CAA, messengered over pages, here's a good part you can play. The Neil Diamond story, I told them you could play the part. I had to tell poor Morty, I sing too good, I'm Uncle Art. Then one day in old L.A., his dream came true, a chorus of angels brought a telegram. William Morris wants you, man. Stop. Morty drove his Mercedes to the Polo Lounge, toot sweet. But it was all a dream, and he's still the worst agent on old Sunset Street. That's for all you agents out there. Oh, my God. Oh. There's a joke in there somewhere, and I'm just the man to find it. Sorry, Belushi. Okay. Ooh. Now, Zero Mostel. You know something? My favorite story is Zero Mostel. I knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy or something. Funny thing happened on the way to the Forum was Zero Mostel's comeback after he got blacklisted during the McCarthy era. He went before the House Un-American Activities Committee in 1957 and said, "Fuck you." He said, "Name names." He said, "Fuck you. I don't know any names." "You know any communists?" "Not personally." Anyway, so now he doesn't work. And now it's 1963. Funny thing happened to the way in the Forum. Now, there was a lot of bad blood because Jerome Robbins is producing this thing, West Side Story guy. And Jerome named names, but they were trying under huge pressure. I mean, you didn't work, ever. This is serious. So, what's going to happen when Zero meets Jerome? Jerome named names, trying not to do any harm. Now it's like Sunday in New York, it's the first read-through, they're all on the stage at the theater, and they're all looking at the front door for a 1 o'clock call. Where's Zero? There's 40 actors, and Jerome is downstage, and they're looking at the front door. Here comes Zero from backstage, does the patented Zero triple take. The guy was a social genius. Barrels through 40 actors, sticks out his hand and says, "How you doing, loose lips?" And everything was fine. That guy was a genius. That's a true story. So, in tribute to Zero Mostel, had to get that in, it's called Fiddler in My Bed. Tonight I am a rich man, yable, dable, 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 dum. All day long you're fiddling with me some. I'm so thrilled I'm spitting out my gum. Thanks for letting me play with your bum. Now I am a wealthy man. Thank you, Zero. That's for Zero. Hey. Oh, boy. And, okay. Now, here's the big finish. And then I'm going to have Uncle Roger. I think we should come up and maybe do a song because this is very fast. I think we would have time for a song. Or do you feel like it or do you want to wait till later?
Fine.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh, we could do rock and roll. We do rock and roll. Let me do other stuff too. This is my 12 presidents. I've been alive this long. This guy is the 12th guy, and maybe one of the best, like I said. And here's the song. homage to Gilbert and Sullivan, or sorry, Gilbert and Sullivan. Truman, Ike, and Kennedy, and LBJ, and Dickie, too, and Jerry Ford, and Peanut Boy, a cowboy from Death Valley, too. Then Bush the Elder, Billy Clinton, Bush the Dumber was our Grinch, then oh, Hosannas, hallelujah, got Obama, he's no fool. Hey, and that's it for this portion of the show. I'm throwing this stuff out here because this looks like a hurricane hit. I'm going in for federal aid. FEMA is very good. Under Carter, I was in a flood, and under Carter, these people were so nice. This is a true story. And they came, I come home, I had a window company, I was selling replacement windows, and it's like, gee, it's like the water's going up into the Pearson's house. Gee, I think it's like flooding, like the water's going above the window level, and the window's leaking. Where'd you get these windows? Oh, okay, I'll replace them.
Am I going up now?
Yeah, yeah. I'm vamping right now. So anyway, I could take these stupid glasses off now. And yeah. Oh, I gotta put them back on. Anyway, yeah, I came back and there's my kid was 3 years old at the time and he's on the couch and like it's going up towards the electric sockets. I said, come on, we better get out of here. We're all gonna die. And then FEMA came in under Jimmy Carter, and these people were so nice. They were all from the South, they treated you nice and they gave you money. It's the only thing I ever got from the government. It was nice. I mean, then I gave it all back and then some. Yeah. And now they want more. All right. Oh, we're on videotape. I better shut up about that. Anyway, I think he's in tune. Give me a G. Huh? A G chord.
G chord, yeah.
Okay, we're getting a little low. We got the guy in the box. This is the best sound man in the business. Uncle Roger now is playing a G chord. I'm going to get my glasses out and we're going to do some rock and roll. Okay. I never sang this one with my rock and roll band, but the other day I said, hey, I think I can sing this. So we're going to do this. Cool. Rock and roll. Okay, now I got to get out of Frank Sinatra sitting in a chair. Put this down. Stand up. Boy, oh boy. Wasn't that slick? I like that move. Anyway, here we go. I haven't played this song in like many, many years, so, and I made up some of the words at the end, if you mind. Okay, ready on the left, ready on the right, ready in the firing line. Here we go. Johnny, be good. Off. He's gonna kill me. I got so excited. We gotta do some stuff first. I'm gonna put this. Go, Johnny, go, go, go. Rock and roll, Morris Central Manager. You rock and roll. Sit. That's KD. I'm sorry. She's gonna hit me when I tell her. I love KD. Like, gosh, what?
Biblically?
Yeah, boy. You know, she's the voice. I mean, golly, you know, a good chick singer really passes the spine test.
Don't be smooth voice. Yeah.
Oh, the spine. If your spine goes like that, every chick singer I've ever worked with, gotta pass the spine test. Yeah, she does. Anyway, so we're listening to them. Tony Bennett had his first comeback with "Because of You." And we're going to do our version dedicated to them. And this is for you, Tony and KD. When I meet you, KD will hit me, and then she'll like fall in love with me because of this song. And then we'll have to try to work it out. Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, our romance had its start.
Because of you, my life will be worthwhile.
Hey, I sang that to my wife at our wedding because of you and our divorce. All my problems because of you. Get me out of here. I just talked to my separated ex-wife. She's in the home, and we're getting along. She got a boyfriend. It's nice. Thank you. I can't make this up. I'm getting out of here for a while. Bye.
Crazy. Oh my God, look at this. What a mess. We're gonna hire a cleaning lady for the stage. We're gonna get a good domestic. Hey, tired of imports. Jeez. Thank you. Thank you, Darren.
Gotta watch out for that domestic alcohol abuse. Oh, yeah. How about a hand for Uncle Art there? Yeah. And joined by Uncle Roger as well. How's that, huh?
Hey.
Huh? What do you think about that?
Okay.
Pretty good. All right, up next we got Matt. He's right here. He's, like, right here. And he needs a mic.
You don't have to sit on the throne. I'm not going to put you on the throne. I want to put you on a pedestal.
Yeah, right. Stool sample.
Yeah, thank you. There's a song I wrote on my long time ago. Up on Lake Michigan.
Thank you. Thank you.
May. All right, that was Matt. Give him another round of applause, man. Always a pleasure.